Chapter 4 Boy. It was a stupid name. She knew it was. But Baby Doll was angry, and he deserved it. And after she said it, after it was out there, it just was his name, as though it had always been his name, as though it were his when they were first introduced. Besides, it wasn't any worse than Baby Doll. And besides, again, he deserved it. She didn't trust this boy. Not really, but she needed him, and sometimes needing someone means you have to trust him and hope for the best. She had to admit, though, that mark in his eyes kind of freaked her out. Sure, she believed in God, probably more than most people. 8 years of Catholic school helped with that, and she even kept a Bible hidden in her room as a kind of comfort. But these weren't enough to make her believe. It was her home life that had convinced her. When you grow up in the kind of world Baby Doll did, you see pretty quickly how terrible people are. When you can't believe in humanity, what's left to believe in but God? The mark in Boy's eyes was so faint she didn't even see it at first, but once she knew it was there, she couldn't help seeing it, couldn't avoid seeing it. Because even though she believed in God, she couldn't say she'd ever really believed in angels or demons. And she couldn't say for sure which one this boy might be. Oh, God, she thought suddenly. Why did I give him the gun? Was she praying? Baby Doll felt a twisting in her stomach, a reminder of the guilt she had swallowed 3 days prior. The boy was walking toward Moritz and Detective Lopez, the gun held loosely in his hand. She could see this was not the first time he'd held a pistola. She watched him walk directly into the small, furious crowd and wanted to close her eyes. He slipped in front of Moritz and then out of view. Why can't I blink my eyes? An unusual calm settled over the cemetery. It was almost...